Welcome, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Council of Institutional Investors Voice of Corporate Governance, FeedSpot's number one ranked corporate governance podcast globally. I'm Jeff Mahoney, General Counsel of the Council of Institutional Investors. I'm here today with Ted Kennedy Jr., a partner at Epstein, Becker, and Green, and immediate past chair of the Board of Directors of the American Association of People with Disabilities. Mr. Kennedy is a contributor to a recent research report produced jointly with Accenture, Disability Inn, and the American Association of People with Disabilities. That research report is entitled The Disability Inclusion Imperative. Welcome, Mr. Kennedy. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for having me on your podcast. Please call me Ted.
Thank you, Ted. Let me start with a two-part question. First, tell me why the disability rights community has initiated this engagement with institutional investors. And two, why is the disability community engaging with institutional investors as an emerging inclusion strategy?
Well, thank you, Jeff. As your introduction just said, I'm an individual with a disability. I lost my leg to bone cancer when I was 12 years old. And really, since my entire adult life, have been working in the disability rights movement, which is a civil rights movement of individuals with disabilities. And we've traditionally fought in the legislature, in the courts, to try to ensure that people with disabilities can live in a more just and equitable society. And just recently, initiated an institutional investor strategy to engage investors and companies to advance disability inclusion within corporate America, because we know, the disability community knows, that companies can play a really important role in the creation of a more just and equitable society. And although the Americans with Disabilities Act is now over 33 years old, one area that it has really failed to live up to its mission is in the area of jobs and economic opportunity. So why am I on the phone? Why am I on a call with you, Jeff, who is one of the leaders in corporate governance and represents institutional investors? Because institutional investors can call on companies to benchmark, measure, and disclose their progress towards disability inclusion. And you mentioned the recent Accenture report, which brings us to today's podcast, the Disability Inclusion Imperative, which really outlines the business case for hiring and including people with disabilities. So we argue in the disability rights community that including people with disabilities is not just the right thing to do, but this Accenture report conclusively illustrates how companies that lead on disability inclusion outperform their peers, higher profitability, higher profit margins, and four times more likely to outperform their peers in terms of total shareholder returns over time, which makes this issue one of the new issues in responsible capitalism and sustainability.
So, Ted, why is including people with disabilities a material issue for investors?
That's a very good question. And of course, institutional investors and shareholders want to know not just what is the right thing to do, but is it really material? Okay. Does including people with disabilities, is that really something that an investor, that a shareholder should be concerned about or thinking about? And the answer is clearly yes. Through, again, this Accenture report, the Disability Inclusion Imperative, which is, you can Google it, or it's also available on the Disability Inn website, does an analysis of the companies that we have been tracking now for about 10 years. I chair something called the Disability Equality Index. The Disability Equality Index is now the leading corporate benchmarking tool for disability equality and inclusion. We now are engaged with over 250 of the Fortune 500, about 480 companies altogether. And we've collected a lot of data over that time in terms of profitability, in terms of shareholder returns, all kinds of other measurements of corporate performance. And what we found is that the companies that are engaged on disability inclusion, leading on disability inclusion, are actually outperforming. So we believe that this is a material issue because we have, can now demonstrate conclusively that disability inclusion, that hiring people, promoting people, is not just providing opportunities for people with disabilities, the country's largest underrepresented minority group, but it's also good for the other employees in terms of the culture, in terms of turnover, in terms of people who want to go to work at a company every day, knowing that their company is doing the right thing. And that's what we hear time and time again, not just benefiting people with disabilities, obviously, but for other employees who may not have a disability, who nonetheless want to know that their company stands for something. And that is why we believe that including people with disabilities is a material issue for investors.
So, Ted, final question. How can institutional investors advance the cause of disability inclusion?
Well, institutional investors are already advancing the cause of disability inclusion. In fact, we have an initiative called the Joint Investor Statement, which has now been signed by over 33 large institutional investors globally, including 15 CII members. So we have a large public employee retirement systems and other asset managers from the state of Hawaii and Oregon and CalSTRS on the West Coast to states like Illinois, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, DC, New York City, and New York Common, just to mention a handful of the 33. And all of them have signed a document called the Joint Investor Statement that now are calling on using their combined influence as leading shareholders. We now have aggregated over $3 trillion in assets under management, including we have many faith-based organizations as well who are also CII members, who are now writing and encouraging boards of directors and CEOs and senior corporate leaders to take the Disability Equality Index and to begin to measure and report on. So although we've made terrific progress, Jeff, over the last 10 years, again, we now work with over 250 of the Fortune 500. There are still 250 Fortune 500 companies who have not engaged at all with the disability community and for whom we cannot decipher any meaningful effort at all about what they're doing to advance disability inclusion within their organizations, as well as understanding the huge market that people with disabilities represent. People with disabilities are over 50 million Americans, and when you count family members and other allies, it's an important and significant number of people. And just like many other groups, individuals with disabilities are beginning to ask and care about where they buy their coffee, what airline they fly on, where they do their banking. They want to know that the companies that they do business with share their values of the creation of a more just and equitable society. And so when you ask, how can institutional investors advance the cause of disability inclusion? The simple way is to become a signatory to the Joint Investor Statement. Again, that statement is available on the Disability In website, but also asking companies that pension funds and institutional investors are engaged with, what are you doing to ensure that people with disabilities are treated equally and respectfully and have an equal opportunity simply by asking questions? And as you know, Jeff, most of these large pension funds have many, many engagements. They fan out money to literally hundreds of asset managers who manage assets for the benefit of these retirement systems. And they are beginning to ask these underlying managers to report back on what they're doing to ensure that the companies that they are investing in are advancing disability inclusion. So it's a very exciting time. And again, we started off this conversation and people might be scratching their heads saying, well, wait, what are people with disabilities doing on a CII broadcast, right? And again, the answer is we've taken a page out of other successful initiatives of other underrepresented groups with this Joint Investor Statement, with the Disability Equality Index, And now we have a new initiative called Boards Are In, which we talked about a little bit before the podcast began. Boards Are In is another initiative that the disability rights community is engaged in to encourage companies to update and modernize their NOM and Gov committee charters to specifically mention individuals with disabilities as a component of diversity and a component of board diversity. A handful of our companies that we work with, about 20 or so, already include individuals with disabilities as part of their NOM and Gov committee charter as a component of diversity and inclusion. But we've got more work to do. And so thank you. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to understand why individuals with disabilities are engaging with institutional investors, because through these initiatives can have a profound impact on ensuring that people with disabilities are able to get a job. The most difficult thing is getting a company to take a chance and offer that first job to somebody with a disability. And what the research shows and what we found is that individuals with disabilities are the most loyal employees. It doesn't surprise us at all, because people are so grateful to have a job that they're going to be incredibly loyal to the company that gives them the opportunity. There's much less turnover. And again, I mentioned this earlier, for the people who may not have a disability within an organization, they repeatedly on all these surveys will talk about why it's an important part of corporate culture for them when they go to work every day. Again, they don't have a disability themselves, but they really admire the fact that their company is doing all that they can to ensuring that everyone has a shot at the American dream, including individuals with disabilities.
That concludes our podcast episode. On behalf of the Council of Institutional Investors, I want to thank my special guest, Ted Kennedy Jr., a partner at Epstein, Becker & Green, and immediate past chairman of the Board of Directors of the American Association of People with Disabilities. If you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast, please feel free to contact me at Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, at C-I-I.org. Until next time, I'm Jeff Mahoney. Thanks again for listening to the Voice of Corporate Governance.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Voice of Corporate Governance, brought to you by the Council of Institutional Investors. The Voice of Corporate Governance is a free, non-sponsored podcast that highlights critical developments in corporate governance and other important issues affecting institutional investors. The views expressed by those interviewed on the podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of CII or its members. For more information on CII and its policies on corporate governance, please visit our website at www.cii.org.